Third world debt is not something you'd expect to inspire singing and dancing, but in some African countries, songs are being written about it.
I did my bend away.
Some of the world's poorest countries struggle to repay billions of dollars in debt, a big chunk of it to the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. Their cause has been taken up by Bono and Pope John Paul II. The latest project to raise awareness of the problems facing poor countries is a new CD called Drop the Debt. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Enough is the name of a song on the CD by Mayway, a singer from the Ivory Coast. In it, he sings, "Do you want to cancel Africa's debt? Can you cancel the debt of the third world?" The CD was produced by François Moget, a record producer in Paris who used to live in the small West African country of Burkina Faso. He says every time he goes back, he's struck by how much poorer the country has become.
Every time that I go there, I feel that the situation is worse. I see that my friends have more difficulties to live and to raise their kids and so on. It's a place where the people are incredibly nice and hardworking, but they have very bad conditions to live.
Moget believes poor countries spend too much money servicing their debts and not enough investing in their own development. So he asked some of his musician friends if they'd be willing to contribute to a CD to raise awareness about third world debt. But even before he started, he had a problem. As one artist told him, debt is not the most poetic topic. Still, some stars of world music agreed, including Zedess, one of Burkina Faso's most popular singers.
Nobody knows exactly where Burkina Faso is, so that's why he's not very famous abroad. But in Burkina Faso, he's very famous, and it's just like if Elvis Presley was singing about the World Bank and the IMF.
Madame Afrique, qu'est-ce que vous avez maigris? Asseyez-vous, je suis le docteur Banque Mondiale.
Zedess compares the IMF and the World Bank to doctors who give Africa poisoned gifts. He sings, "Mrs. Africa, how skinny you've become. Sit down, my name is Dr. World Bank, and this is my associate, Dr. IMF. Don't worry, we'll do you no harm." But as soon as she swallows the first pill, there are side effects. Layoffs, privatization, followed by poverty.
Licenciement, privatisation, suivi de pauvreté. Soulèvement populaire, bonjour l'instabilité. Ils nous donnent de la main droite, européenne, de la main gauche. Pendant que la misère, la faim et la maladie nous fauchent. La Banque mondiale et le FMI sont nés pour distribuer des cadeaux empoisonnés. La Banque mondiale et le FMI sont nés pour distribuer des cadeaux empoisonnés.
Yes, there is a sense in which these loans are poisoned gifts, as he calls them, in that they create this ongoing dependency on outsiders. On the other hand, it's definitely wrong to picture things as one where there's some sort of a conspiracy on the part of the World Bank and the IMF.
Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development, a Washington think tank. She worked for several years at the World Bank and co-authored a book on debt relief. She agrees there's a need for debt relief, but figuring out how to do it is a challenge because the problems in many poor countries are complicated.
The countries were not well governed. There was incompetence, and in many cases, there were crooks. You combine that with a tendency for the rich world and for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to be pushing to lend money, always with the right idea in mind, but sometimes with unintended consequences.
The IMF and the World Bank have taken initiatives to relieve third world debt, in part because of the pressure brought on by an international movement called Jubilee. So far, they've approved the cancellation of more than $40 billion of debt in 27 countries. But Wayne Camard, a senior economist with the IMF, says the two institutions are not in a position to forgive all of the debt.
The IMF has a certain amount of reserves, which it holds in order to give confidence to the countries that lend us money that we'll be able to repay them. we could use up all our reserves and cancel all of the debt, but then countries might not lend to us again.
Kumar believes there are many obstacles that keep poor countries from developing, but he says debt relief gets the most attention because people have a personal experience with debt. One example of that is the song You Must Pay by Brazilian singer Chico César and a French group called the Fabulous Troubadours. In Portuguese and French, they sing about not having the means to pay a mounting pile of bills.
Devo ir lhe visitar pra comer sua galinha, devo lhe agradecer pela sua visitinha. E você deve se preparar pra deitado me esperar outra novidade minha. Devo e não nego, pague quanto não der. Eu devo e não nego, pague quanto não der.
Chico César says his happy, ironic song about debt has gotten a lot of attention. He's not expecting it to change anything, but he says in the same way large international institutions work together, individuals can build connections through music.
Eu vejo que há movimento de solidariedade.
There's an international movement of solidarity. This is a movement that's above governments, and it's a people-to-people movement, and I've connected to it a lot through this music.
The Drop the Debt CD was released in France earlier this year and within the first 3 weeks sold more than 8,000 copies. The CD will be released in the U.S. this week. Proceeds of sales here will go to Jubilee USA. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Yeah.